it's just, like you said, a confidence factor. You know, we're all out there. We all expect to make a play when we're out there. You see guys, you know, nobody's hanging their head down. If something goes sour, you know, we don't point fingers. You know, we get up, rush it off, and we try and make a play the next down.
Malcolm made an interesting comment when he just spoke, how much different you are this year, meaning better. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the reason for that?
I just want to excel, man. I think that's what's driving me right now. I want to do good for my teammates. I want to do good for the team. And I just put it out there every time I'm on the field, put it on the line for those guys, because I know how much, you know, they care about me and how I care about them. So when we're out there, it's full go for me.
You know, technique obviously is important for the coaches, and then the players have to be able to do that. But I do notice a difference in when the players turn for a ball. Is that something that your coach Corey Ungum teaches you, that works with you on? I mean, Roe made a nice play, you made a nice play. Is that something that they teach, and now you do that more than you used to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, whenever the ball's in the air, he tells us not to panic. You know, he gives us the proper technique and practice. He's done it since OTAs. You know, when the ball's in the air, just look and find it, you know, and don't panic out there. You saw a lot of times last year where guys kind of in bad position and, you know, they start panicking. And what he tells us, if we do our work on the line, it won't be hard down the field. And I think we've got that concept. So if we can do all our work at the line and kind of disrupt what the receiver's doing, it makes it easy when the ball's up in the air.
Now, I don't know if DeSean Jackson's going to play, but if he does, how do you guys approach that?
We approach it how we approach every single week. You know, we don't want to put any extra emphasis on anything. He's a good receiver. We think that he'll play. We're going to expect him to play. We're going to prepare for him to play. And we know he's going to have some added fire because it's his old team. You know, but we're just going to have a business as normal. Just go out and just compete when we're out there on Sunday.
But doesn't a corner need a little deep help with a player like him?
I mean, there's a lot of good receivers, man. You're going to need that deep help sometime here and there. You know, you can't. I'm not saying always do it, but sometimes you're going to be out there by yourself. You got to be able to win.